You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Brian in Arkansas is on the line and has a mysterious odor in the house. What's going on?
I've got a crawl space under my house of about 1,900 square feet. And we've noticed the last several years, only in the summer, when we go away from a long weekend, we come back on a Sunday night and there's a peculiar odor in the house. It's a musty smell, if you will, but again, only in the summertime.
Well, it's typically more humid in the summer. And you mentioned that, it only happens when you're away, so you have less air movement inside the house. Doors are not being opened and closed. Is this crawl space under your house, does it have a vapor barrier over it, Brian?
Well, when the house was built 15 years ago, they put down some probably 4 or 6 mil sheeting, but it wasn't completely encapsulated. So what I have done in the last 2 weeks is gotten some 15 mil poly, and I have totally encapsulated under the house. I've wrapped the pillars, I've sealed the walls, and I've taped the seams.
So that's great. So something else that you can do is you could add an exhaust fan into that crawl space and have it set to work off a humidistat. And the way you do that is they have crawl space fans that are basically 8 by 16 inches, which is the same size as a concrete block. So in lieu of one of the vents, you install this fan and you wire it to humidistat, maybe mounted somewhere in the middle of the crawl space. And then when the moisture gets really high, the humidistat will kick on the fan and it will draw some drier air through the crawl space. Now, the third thing that you can do is just to be very careful with your outdoor drainage maintenance. So by that, I mean, make sure you have gutters on the house, that the downspouts are discharging away from the house, and that the soil around the crawl space perimeter slopes away from the house. By trying to keep that water away from those walls, you'll reduce the amount of moisture that's building up in the crawl space. Does that make sense?
It does. I think I've got all that covered at this point. What about a dehumidifier? I've been told that's the next step.
You could put a dehumidifier in, but I would rather see you put that simple ventilation fan hooked up to a humidistat on first. But if you want to put a dehumidifier in, I would take a look at the one by Santa Fe. I actually just put a Santa Fe dehumidifier in my basement. It's working really, really well. And I liked it because it's not very big. It hangs from the rafters. And it was only 12 by 12 by 22. So it was pretty small unit. So it didn't take up a lot of space, and it's doing a really good job. The one I put in takes out 70 pints of water a day.
Wow. Well, as I take each step, I'm trying to go through and see if I'm doing everything correct. Could there be anything else that I'm missing, or am I assuming that the smell is coming from under the house up into the first floor?
Well, I mean, the only other typical source of smells in houses is plumbing smells. So sometimes you get biogas in the drains of your sinks or your tubs that can cause an odor. But if you clean those out with like an oxygenated bleach, that will keep that under control. But if you have that kind of humid, musty smell, it may very well be coming from the crawl space.
Okay, so if I totally encapsulate it and either put a fan in and or a dehumidifier, should I see results in just a couple of weeks maybe?
I think so, yes.
Okay, because that takes care of the air under the house, which affects the first floor as well, I guess.
Absolutely.
I will proceed with that.
All right, Brian. And anytime you have questions, you can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.